Are you ready to play another game?
Yes.
Oh, this is what I've been thinking about for 8 months.
We're ready.
Great. And this is great, because here's what I'm going to say to you. Maps.
That's in terror.
They're like, why are you saying maps to us?
Maps?
Because maps are very helpful. They help us figure out where we're going and where we are, but they are also, guess what?
Liars.
That's right, Beth. They are liars. So this is a multiple choice game called Erroneous Atlas. So here we go. All right, Beth, this is for you. It's multiple choice, okay?
Yeah.
So the Northern Hemisphere is depicted on the top of our everyday maps.
Uh-huh.
Why? Is it because A, it's north and north is up? Is it B, because it was drawn by people who live in the Northern Hemisphere? Or is it C, because Santa lives there?
Okay. They make it bigger because America's the worst and they want it to like look bigger, like they're a bigger world power, and they lie. And in America, maps use filters.
Okay, so that one was drawn by people who live in the Northern Hemisphere. That's the one that you're...
They face-tuned the maps for the last 100 years.
Okay. Yep.
They should not be allowed.
Yeah, it's basically because of it was drawn by people who live in the Northern Hemisphere.
And they're self-centered.
And, you know, basically... I mean, the short answer is colonialism.
Yes.
The short answer to everything. Mm-hmm. But it's because...
Is Aaron Sorkin on your writing team? This is directly a plot point in the West Wing.
It's, you know, it's so interesting. He applied. He applied, but we...
He didn't get the job?
Yeah, we thought it was okay.
Wow.
Yeah, we thought he had a weak submission.
He talked a lot, is the thing.
Uh-huh. You said sit down, it's a radio show. Stop moving.
Yeah, stop. Will you just please... Gonna leave some space. Okay, Cameron, here's one for you. In 1921, a German cartographer created a new type of world map that is now commonly used in classrooms and by National Geographic. This map uses curved sides to minimize the three types of distortion: area, direction, distance. What is that map called?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
Das Map!
Das Map.
That's it.
Is it called, I'm going to give you a list here. A.
Yeah, let's go with the list.
Winkle Triple. B. Smirkle Double. C. Blinkle Quadruple. D. Rip Van Winkle. E. Wink Martindale.
This is so hard.
I'll be frank. We can throw out Wink Martindale.
Yeah, no, I know it's not Wink Martindale. Yeah, I think it's the first one.
And you are correct. The Winkle Triple is named for its creator, Oswald Winkle, and the triple refers to area, direction, and distance.
I miss those maps. When did they come about? I know what you're talking about. They're from what year?
Yeah, those. You look at them and just be like, what?
We didn't get that
1921.
Map.
1921.
Yeah, they did feel like they were more artistic.
1921.
Yeah. 1921.
I did not see that map in school, I don't think.
No?
We
Maybe
saw them in the book.
School.
Yeah.
But the main ones we saw were the pull-down maps in front of the chalkboard.
That's
they were
what
just
I'm thinking.
Flat. Just pure
flat. Just
flat
all the way through.
Yeah.
All right, Beth. Many cities' public transit maps are intentionally simplified, including New York City's. Which of these things is deceptive about the New York City subway map? Is it A, the map is rotated about 30 degrees to make it look like Manhattan runs perfectly north to south, when in fact it does not? B, Brooklyn and Queens are depicted as much larger than they actually are. Or C, it shows an imaginary place called Staten Island.
Well, Staten Island is real, as told to us by Pete Davidson and Judd Apatow.
That's the first time I've heard about it.
Yes, they have a king. It's a monarchy situation.
It's a free boat. No one will go.
I do believe that it could be A and B, but I am going with... I'm going with A, because it doesn't run perfectly north-south.
That's exactly it. Yeah, it doesn't run. They just made it all nice and easy to follow. And also, the Manhattan subway stops are actually packed more densely than others, but they made them all kind of look more spaced out. That's like a real estate move.
So this is why, when you are coming from JFK on the train, it's been 75 minutes so far, you look... You couldn't be further in Queens. You've actually gone... You
went
it
backwards.
It looks as if the stops are all equidistant and you're going to be at wherever the... Very soon.
But no.
But you're not even... You haven't even smelled Manhattan.
Yep.
All right, last one, Cameron. In 2012, Apple tried to compete with Google Maps by releasing its own map software, which ended up being so buggy that CEO Tim Cook apologized. Which of the following complaints was made after it was launched? A, Arizona tourism officials complained that the Grand Canyon was depicted at two-thirds of its actual size. B, they forgot Liechtenstein. C, Australian police complained that they had to rescue motorists who were accidentally directed into a remote part of the outback.
Oh, I don't care about this one, and I'll tell you why. Apple Maps still sucks.
Totally. It's the worst.
There is not a more useless thing on the planet.
I'd rather just be lost listening to the U2 album you forced onto my phone.
One
than
Beth
use Apple Maps.
Saying my thoughts.
I don't remember. Did we get an answer? I don't think we did.
I don't think we got an answer.
Oh, yeah, no, Cameron doesn't.
Cameron, just tell me. Arizona, Liechtenstein, Australia.
Oh, that's not. It's not Liechtenstein. Arizona.
No, it's Australia.
People were getting lost in the outback.
Yes. I'm
trying to think of a. That's not a map joke, but that's as far as I got.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You did it. You did two amazing games.
Yeah, it was
fun. You did fantastic. Thank you so much. Cameron Esposito hosts the podcast Query, and Beth Stelling's special Girl Daddy is on HBO Max. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, we had so much fun. I was happy to start my day this way.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
After the break, from the movie The Hangover, the series Community, and the reality show The Masked Singer, the hilarious Ken Jeong will join us for a music parody game about the 90s, and I am 90% plus sure that you will love it. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.